You're on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is May 13th, 2025. It's approximately 1:30 p.m. and we're here under case number 1250088. The appellant is Sebastian Hill. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hoffman. This hearing is being held by the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Mr. Hill, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing? And you are muted.
Oh, okay, I can unmute myself. Yes, I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm going to go around the room and have everybody state and spell their name for the record. And starting with you, Mr. Hill.
It's Sebastian Hill, S-E-B-A-S-T-I-A-N, Hill, H-I-L-L.
Thank you. And the person with the phone number.
Yeah, hi, it's Officer Jennings representing the city. My name is Jeffrey Jennings, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y-J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S.
Thank you. And what is your position with the city?
Parking code enforcement officer.
Thank you. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. And my authority is limited. The only decisions I can make are whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony, and you'll have an opportunity to ask questions of the other side if you so desire. And I may ask some questions along the way. We have exhibits 1 through 10 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And Officer Jennings, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No.
I actually had a slight case of a question about this. I couldn't actually submit an exhibit because I can't get the information for the case that I was trying to submit. So is there a way to, like, add that to the thing, if that makes sense?
Answer is yes. And when you say a case, is it a legal case or?
It was a case that I filed with the City of Portland Police.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll let you testify about that, and then okay. If I need more information, I'll have you submit that, whatever document it was. And what is the document?
I just have a case number that they gave me, and so I didn't know how to pull up get the document to be able to submit it. I couldn't figure that out.
So I'll let you testify about that when it's time for your testimony.
Perfect.
And do you have any objection to me using any of the exhibits 1 through 10?
No.
Okay, so those are admitted into the record. And is your vehicle still in storage?
Not anymore. At the time of filing it was, but I got it out yesterday.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask you both to please raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? With starting with Mr. Hill, if you agree, please say so.
I agree. Nothing but truth.
And Mr. Officer Jennings.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with the appellant. Mr. Hill, please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
So I have a case number from the Portland Police, 25-95545. My license plates on that car at the time were being loaned to a friend, and the license plates were stolen off of the vehicle, and then I was told no longer to drive it and just leave it parked until I was able to get new ones. And then I guess the conflicting to that was if you leave it parked with no license plates, it gets towed.
And I don't need the the case number. Just tell me when you reported the license plate stolen.
Let me see. It would have been, I believe it's April 16th. No, 14th. Sorry.
And did you say that you lent the plates to a friend or lent?
No, I lent the whole car. The car was at his house when it got towed right outside of it.
Okay, thank you. Officer Jennings, do you have questions for the appellant about his testimony?
No questions.
So, was the vehicle in the same place where the plates were stolen off it as when it was towed?
I believe so. It was parked in the same spot, correct?
Okay, those are all my questions. And Officer Jennings, time for the city's testimony.
Thank you. Okay, so the subject vehicle was reported to our office on April 15th, 2025. On 4/25 of 2025, I inspected the gray Honda. At that time, I observed a vehicle parked on public right-of-way. The vehicle failed to display current registration. I ran the VIN through my DMV application on my tablet, and I came up with had been assigned an Oregon plate. I went ahead and ran that plate through my handheld. At that time, there was no interest, and I went ahead and applied a green sticker to the vehicle that I filled out, and I checked the all the boxes for. Sorry, my tablet's not pretty good. So I filled out the sticker. I checked the abandoned auto vehicle box, failure to display current registration. I included the plate number with the description of the vehicle, case number, and time. At that time, I also took four pictures to observe, just to kind of, I guess, log my observations. And then I followed up on 5/1/25. The vehicle had remained parked on public right-of-way. The sticker looked like it was gone at that time. At least it wasn't there when I took my pictures. And still no plates, no trip. So still failure to display current registration. At that time, I determined it met the definition of an abandoned vehicle. That would be 16.90.005. The 72-hour time warning period had elapsed, and at that time, on 5/1, I scheduled the vehicle for tow. And then at that point, it was put into the system to be towed.
Thank you. I'm going to jump in with a couple of questions because the appellant may have the same ones. You said something about there was no interest. You said I ran the vehicle and there was no interest. So you applied the green sticker. What did you mean by there was no interest?
So every time I interact with a vehicle, I run the plate through, if it's got a plate, if I have access to a plate, I run that through my my small handheld ticket writer. And we have a stolen vehicle list loaded onto that. And no interest is how I've been instructed to log that. I'm not supposed to say stolen for some reason. I'm told I'm supposed to put there. So there was no police interest at that time.
Police.
At no time when I interacted with it, did anything come up on my handheld to show that there was a stolen vehicle. So that's what
that is. Okay. And then you said you followed up on what day when the sticker was gone?
I warned it. The sticker was affixed on 4/25. I returned on 5/1, and that's when I did my reinspection. Took two more photographs, and I did my checks and scheduled vehicle for tow.
Okay.
What's the, if you don't mind me asking real quick.
Let me just ask one more question. Okay. You said you included the plate number. I'm not sure what you mean. Did you mean you wrote it down in the green sticker?
Yeah, so it's included in my, so if you look at the photo, and I apologize, I don't have, I can't.
I'm pulling up Exhibit 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on Exhibit 8, I guess you're saying that, normally what I do for vehicles that don't have a plate, I can't read a VIN or I can't get a plate, I would just simply put down gray Honda or blue Ford. In this case, you know, when there is no plate on the vehicle, but I go ahead and include that on the sticker. So I'm just me. I'm just trying to be thorough, I guess.
Okay, so I'm looking at Exhibit 8, page 3, and what I see is it looks like you wrote down the plate number on the sticker. I guess that's what you were saying.
Yeah, that's all on. And I apologize, Judge. I just included it on the sticker, and I also included it on my case. The day I did the warning, I make a note in there, plate from the VIN through via DMV, and then I just included that. And what I do too, when I have that plate, this is just more of a process thing. I'll run that plate and I'll check for any prior cases or additional cases. I guess it doesn't really matter, but anyway, I include the plate when I have one.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Hill, we'll turn to you for your questions for the officer now.
Oh, you said that the sticker was gone when you went to market for like tow at the end. Someone must have ripped it off because I never saw this sticker at all, or my friend didn't because it was at his house and he was driving it. Wasn't driving it, but so someone must have ripped it off in between that time period because he would have obviously lived in like, it's parked right out front of his house. He would have seen it every time he left his thing. So I think someone must have ripped it off. I'm not that I'm saying that you did anything wrong on your end. I'm adding to that because it would have, I didn't know it was getting towed. I had to make frantic calls because my friend called me and he's like, hey, your car's gone from the front of my house. And I was like, oh no, okay. And I thought someone stole it. And then we went to the neighbors and the neighbors said they saw that someone was towing it. And that's the only reason why I didn't know that it actually got towed and not stolen.
I try to take a good clear picture to show the sticker, a close-up of the sticker, and then, of course, I'm required to affix that to the vehicle. I just mentioned that because when you look at my follow-up photos, it's gone. So I'm not sure what occurred in between, I think it was 5 or 6 days, but it did receive the green warning as it's required.
Yeah, I'm not trying to debate if you put it on or not. I was just saying on my side of that.
Officer Jennings, when you said the vehicle was reported to your office on 4/15, which sounds like the day after the plates were reported stolen, what was it reported to your office for?
It would have been an abandoned vehicle, so let me look up. What I have basically is it came through... It was reported on the city website, and it said it's just, I gave an address of 1346. It just says just north and south of driveway. But it said it's been here for over 30 days. This is what the report is. And it's being reported as an abandoned auto. It has no plate. So you, generally speaking, when a vehicle shows up on a block, and if it doesn't have plates or if it has expired registration, oftentimes people will report that to our office.
Thank you. Mr. Hill, do you know when your friend parked the vehicle there? Because you reported the plate stolen the day before it was reported, but it sounds like it had been sitting there 30 days.
I do not know. I bought a new car, and then he was in need of a car, and so I lent that to him. Like, I actually don't even think it had been a month at that point, so maybe, like, 2-3 weeks?
That was, like, basically a long-term loan?
Yeah. So instead of selling it, I was just like, hey, you can use it for now, until I actually need the money.
Thank you.
I find it curious that the plates were stolen and then immediately the next day it gets reported. I don't know.
And what do you conclude from that?
I don't know. Maybe it was parked there and an angry neighbor took them off. Because the car wasn't broken into. The plate, so like how it had it was the plate sitting in the front of the vehicle, like in the windshield, like the front plate, because the front plate bracket had fallen off. And so it was just in the front windshield. And only the back plate was taken off of it. And they didn't break in to take the other front plate.
So if the front windshield was, like, let's say on the dashboard, did your friend, I mean, it sounds like there was nothing showing.
Yeah, the police told me to take that off. They told me to, because the plates were marked as stolen, and that and not to have display them anymore.
Thank you. Now, any more questions or additions from either party?
I don't have any questions.
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay. Then we'll conclude it here. Thank you both for appearing today to give me a clearer picture about what happened. I'm not going to be making a ruling on the record since the vehicle is no longer in storage. So I will review the evidence and the law that applies, and I'll be issuing a written decision within the next week or so. If you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. Thank you, and we'll go off the record.